Good morning or good afternoon to you. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to the Cara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. In the way the show format goes, that I first give you a tip or tool or talk about something the first 15 minutes, and then we open up the phone lines to take, again, any of your questions. And so I'm going to give you the phone number so you can be all prepared. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I want to talk about the theme of the energy of November. November is the planet where we enter in the sun sign of Scorpio, and the theme of this month goes into, think of the Scorpio planet is all about life, death, transformational energy, and so you really want to work with that in your life, and that's also relating to money and personal relationships. So there's a real extra push or emphasis on personal relationships and finances this month. It's going to continue, it's what I call like an energetic hangover or an energetic extension of what was started in the month of October. And again, it's an opportunity for us to review our personal relationships and also the money department, because that's what Scorpio tends to kind of do. Think of money as a physical exchange of our energy. So again, Scorpio, the planet of Scorpio, involves intensity, passion. It involves it's a fixed planet, so there's an extra like push to it, is what I see. It's like when planets are in a sign that's mutable, there's more flexibility. But when some planets are in a fixed state, which Scorpio is fixed, there's again an extra drive. It can seem unflexible, but we want to work with being flexible, having an outline as far as our plans, but also being willing to have it as a loose outline is what I call it. So you have a foundation to be able to create something, but you also want to be flexible enough with going with the flow. And again, the emphasis on this month as we work with the Scorpionic energies is in the department of personal relationships and our finances. And so working with that energy, it's a great time. The Scorpionic energy is all about going through life and death. And this doesn't mean physical death. This means working with the transformational energies, really being able to dive deep down into our feelings, deep down our subconscious. The Scorpionic energy is all about going to the bottom of our subconscious, unconscious patterns to be able to pull them up to the top. Think about it as an ocean where you could go way down deep into the ocean where this even looks like prehistoric animals down there when they put the light on it. It's all dark. And so this is a time for us to go way down there consciously. Every day, go down to that part of yourself. Think of what the thoughts that you have. If you have thoughts of underlying fear or anxiety right now, get down to the bottom of it as far as what messages were you programmed when you were little that were seeds that were planted in your unconscious patterns that are driving your force today. And this is a great time to work with the energies of that planet to, again, bring it up to the surface. Let those feelings bubble up to the surface. And as soon as you do, you could work with the Scorpionic energies of transformation. It's a real intense planet, and again, it's known as the planet of intuition, and passion, of desire. And so when we have that knowingness, when we know that there's an extra emphasis on that, we can work with the energies instead of working against it. Because of that intensity, we could also feel kind of pulled apart or kind of feeling like we're getting pulled in two different directions, especially toward the second week of November. And I want to talk about the 11-11 gateway. There's a gateway on November 11th, and if numerologically, if you add the year 209, the number 2 and 9 is another 11. And everyone always pays attention when there's three 11s. Three is sacred through out history. Think of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. There's a trinity. And so whenever we see trinities, we know that they create portals or gateways to be able to bring in the energy, extra energy. And this is on November 11th of the year 209, which again makes another 11. And the 11 number is a master number, and so that means that it has extra high-frequency energy. Think of a celestial energy. So be making sure that we are aware that these portals, there's gateways that are open up that day in particular in the middle of November, November 11th, that we could work with, we could align with those energies, be able to tap in. Think of it as, again, you're opening up a doorway, a portal to bring in that high-frequency energy. Imagine it combing through your energy field, and it's getting the snarls out. And when we have snarls, we have more chaos in our life. If we work with these energies, and really allow it to bring the light down to the bottom of our ocean. Think of the ocean part represents our emotional bodies, and again, those patterns that we tend to put way down in our unconscious, but they absolutely affect us in every single part of our life, as far as our decisions, as far as do we feel like we're supported in life, or do we feel like life is a struggle? Do we feel like you have to suffer to get anything? Do you feel like the brass ring is in front of you and you always go after and grab it, but it gets taken away? Those patterns are really deeply seated within us. And the more we could bring them up to the light, just think of, again, as a plant, the more you can weed out those thoughts that no longer serve you, and it allows you to seed proactively those thoughts that support growth, that supports expansion. So this month is a real, again, emphasis on being able to clear out the shadow, clear out our wounded child, look at those patterns, go deep, deep, deep within you. And because it's a water planet, it can be an extra emphasis on your emotions. So you want to keep your emotions in check. You want to see if there could be like a burst of anger, or there could also be a burst of passion, a burst of excitement, burst of inspiration. Because, again, part of the underlining theme of the scorpionic energy is creative energy. It's creation energy. It's the energy that people even talk about. It's the sexual energy of all the astrological planets. And so when we have this awareness that this is a seed of creation, we could take this month and really weed out those thoughts that no longer serve us, and put our life force into those projects, those ideas, those desires that we have, and be able to weed them, to be able to put them up to the light. When we put them up to the light, they're literally fed by the sun, and that sun is our spiritual energy, is our God source, that sense of energy. So when we do it consciously, we can really be able to feel like we're firmly supported, so we're able to get our roots in. And so to be able to manifest anything, we have to be really rooted, fully embodying our physical, mental, emotional bodies. And then we're much more in flow with the ways of the universal energy. We're much more, it helps to literally feed your energy body. And so this is a great time to make great transformation, really get back to basics, really a good time to clean out. It's like this period is when we get into the winter period, where we tend to even think of bears and squirrels gathering their nuts. And so as we have that influence going over us, no matter where we live in the world, there's a period of withdrawing and going into, again, our caves, into our homes, into our houses. And so as you're going in there, you want to clear out your caves. You want to clear out your homes. You want to get rid of the clutter. So working with, again, the transformational energies of November will really help you have more balance, and then you could work with it more proactively. So when you emerge, you'll feel like you have a lot less baggage. It's like, imagine walking around with like what I call the Santa Claus bag. And when I see that in a reading, that shows me that people are holding on to stuff in the past, and we want to see what's in that bag. Because usually when we think of Santa Claus, that means it has a lot of gifts. Absolutely, we couldn't hold gifts within our energy field. But a lot of times we also hold in past blocks, past pains, past experiences where we were hurt, because consciously or subconsciously, we don't want to get hurt again. So we want to remember that I won't do this again, so I don't get hurt, so I won't get burned. This is a time where we want to get rid of those kind of thoughts and those scenarios to close it off, to allow the gifts come in. Because, again, we have a lot of gifts in our energy field that are allowed to be submerged. And then we're all of a sudden, we can find out we're a lot better at bookkeeping than we ever thought we were. And before, we used to kind of push it off. So let those gifts come to the surface. Let them rise up. And, again, take the time to weed out those limiting thoughts, and you'll be able to work with the energies beautifully. We're going to be doing a couple of free teleclasses over this week, and one of it is on 11-11 on 209. I'm making it, it's the 3rd-11. You could check out the information on the website, and we also have the spiritual development classes that are ongoing, and we're on class number 3 this Saturday from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. Remember, if those times aren't good for you, we're taping all of it. Everyone that joins these classes are going to get a free MP3 or a CD with it has all the classes on it, and so you could still get the information if the time is not the greatest for you. And this week, we're doing past lives, multidimensional lives, and so we're going to get into what are past lives, how do they influence you in this incarnation now. If you have a phobia, it could be what I call an energetic hangover that comes in from a past life, and so it's a real fun class to be able to see yourself as a multidimensional being, and again, understanding that all the information is within your energy field. And the next class, the 4th class, is you as an energetic being. So it really, again, goes into that we're all energy, and the more that you're able to see the patterns, see the energy, you see the blueprints, then you're able to direct your energy in a much more proactive way, be able to forego some blocks and some struggle and direct it in a position that has much less flow. Think of it as like a water follows the place of least resistance. So we want to clear our path so we could have, again, much more flow in our life in all those departments. We also have another Energy Freak teleclass, and that is November 4th and Tuesday from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, how to weather the energetic storms. And we're getting bombarded with it right now with a lot of energy, fear right now. And as the veil gets thinner, we're going to become more sensitive to people, the environment, and just the whole situation as far as the world events. And so I'm going to remind you of tips and tools so you can weather through these energetic storms that are happening right now, so you can feel more of the celestial energy that's also there out in the world right now. But if we're all closed off and feeling this static and chaos energy, it's hard for us to feel that celestial. So there's different things that you can do to tap into that. So for any up-and-coming events, it's good to get on the newsletter and check it out, www.carrieoconnor.com, because we're taking a period right now where we're going to be going to and doing a lot of free teleclasses and to help support you. So it's great to be able to get that information, the phone number, and all that kind of stuff. And so we are going to go to our first break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be right back in a few.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'll be with you for the rest of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines? I think we have a very special caller.
We do. Let's go and bring our bring on the mighty Pat from the Dr. Pat Show. Pat.
Hey, how is everybody?
Very good. How are you doing, Pat?
Kara, I just had to call in and tell you, oh, my God, you're doing such incredible work. And the free teleclasses, all of that is so much a part of who you are. And I just wanted to call in to say, oh, my gosh, I'm so thrilled that you decided to do what you're doing. You're helping so many people. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Pat. And it's very funny because you came into my awareness very much this morning. So I always it just is so funny how the universe works where you're on my mind and then you called in. So that's very good. That's very cool. So how are things with you?
Things are absolutely phenomenal. You know, life is really great. And you and I actually probably, we're probably thinking, hey, we never did have that phone call we were going to have. So we'll
right,
do
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Making time is my thing with
you know,
November.
Things are great.
The energies of doing those things that I, on my list of things to do, change around my priorities. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people, you know, I think folks that listen to us realize that we are people too.
Right.
And, you know, we are as vulnerable as the next person when it comes to doing the to-dos that we have to do.
Absolutely. Change around the priorities. Absolutely. That's what my whole thing of this year is, actually really reviewing, getting back down to basics. And it's amazing. It just I'm finding I have more time. And I'm doing more stuff, and so it's wonderful.
It is.
Yeah.
So I won't keep you. I know that people will be just crazy trying to get in, and so I won't hold them up from using this phone line. I just want to say, Kara, thank you again for doing what you're doing. You are amazing.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. So are you. Thank you and for all the help
all
that
right.
you've given me. So thank you very much.
You bet. And Benny, you're amazing too.
Ah, thank you, darling.
Have a great show, you guys.
Too. Bye-bye.
We will. Take care, Pat. That's Pat from the mighty Dr. Pat Show, which is on KKNW AM 1150. She's got her show. I should clarify. It's Tuesday through Thursday, so to speak, from 10 to noon. It's her two-hour block. And, of course, Mondays and Fridays here, we have different lovable hosts here. So, yeah, that's cool, Kara.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so let's go back to the phone lines here. We have now Amora calling in from Avon, Connecticut. She has a relationship question. It's around a certain interest. Hasn't quite kind of made, like, the boyfriend parts per se, but let's see if we can help her out. Amora.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, I'm glad that you called. So what's going on, Amora?
I have no idea. I don't know. I met somebody a couple weeks ago, and now it's nothing. And I thought there was a connection, and mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
What's their first name?
His first name?
Yeah.
David.
David? Okay.
Yes.
When I look into David's energy, what I'm seeing is actually a male coming up to him that's a paternal grandfather, and he's also showing me the number 7 in the air. So I go back to 7 in the air. So that's his number signature of talking about David, especially since the month of this July and even going back to the last 7 months with David. When I'm looking at his foot, so think of our feet represent how we're able to step ahead, walk ahead. Do we do it easily or not? When I'm looking at his foot, the right foot in particular, which is the present day, what's going on right now with him and what's coming up for him over the next 7 days, 7 weeks, into the next 7 months, which will make an outline for the next 7 years with him, is the mud. His foot looks like he's stuck in the mud, and that it's all like kind of sticky. So there's a part of him that think of our feet and our legs represent our foundational energies, how we could again move and maneuver through the world. And so when somebody gets stuck, that means that they could. And I'm looking at all these like weights on his shoulder. So there's a part where he's feeling a lot of pressure in the world right now, and that I see his eyes crossing, like somebody crossing. Is it their eyes, literally? And that's my sign of he's not seeing things through too clearly right now. His perception is all off. So think about it, Amora, that when you met him, excuse me, and even my voice is starting to go away. I tap into his energy. That you saw the potential in him. You saw his higher self, the angel part. And when we do that with another individual, because we all have that angel within us, it can make us feel like a warm reconnection, like a cellular reconnection. And so then we have to step back at times, though, and look at the whole person. So, of course, there's a part that he's the angel, but then if he's stuck or his eyes are all crossed right now, that's a period where you want somebody to come in that's not stuck. You want them to be able to be symbolically running and not running on a gerbil ride. You want them being able to be pushing their energy ahead. And, of course, we all could have our moments and our days and our times. It's not about, like, doing an exclusion thing. It's about loving yourself and caring yourself for yourself so much that you're looking much more for the divine complement relationship versus the you complete me. And energetically, we're all waking up to that, especially since the year 208. So I see this symbolic horn out of your ear, your right ear, and I see Archangel Gabrielle coming in, and she's the messenger. And she's also, she comes in with a lot of threes. So pay attention to seeing the number three threes on the clock, or when you're driving, you turn around and you see, you know, call so-and-so, Harry's cab, and it says 333333. You're going to get bombarded by threes. That's the sign of Archangel Gabrielle coming in and around you. She is, again, the messenger of good news. And when I see that horn up, it's all about you working with issues of your heart. And even think of what's been going on the last 3 years with you, the last 3 months, the last 3 weeks, over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. Just like I said with David with number seven, that this is where you're clearing out past issues of the heart, in particular heartache, and even going back down to hopes and dreams and desires you had even when you were 3 to 5 years old, of what you thought relationships were going to be out, but like for you when you got older, and like clearing the slate. So it's like you're getting your love signal more aligned with not staticky. And a lot of times most of us walk around with static, and so what we get in is staticky people. And so this is where it's a perfect opportunity to think of taking the message from David, so you're able to see his potential, you're able to connect to his angel self, which is wonderful, but you want a relationship that the person is complete and whole, that they're not sitting there, and where we don't want to enter a relationship, there's like that you're my other half, that you complete me, that something outside of us makes us complete. When we start really going into our heart and saying, I am whole and I am complete, another person is complements me, they don't complete me, because if we have this, the sense of that we have to have another person to make us feel complete, then what in essence we're saying is that we are not whole and we're not complete. We're all whole and complete. We're all pieces of source, pieces of God, angels having a human experience. The more we own that instead of having that be a thought pattern that's somewhere out there in our energy, the more we really spend time to really integrate with that knowledge, the more it absolutely changes our life and also opens the door, and you start getting connected with people that are also holding that same signature, that same sense of that they feel whole and complete. So that means that they would have much more flow in their life. They'd be much more willing to step and walk and not be in cement. So think of
do you feel anybody coming in like that?
For in a relationship. And also, I just heard a great grandmother saying to you, repeating patterns. So you're not going back to repeating past patterns. And look at your past relationships. And what did you just say?
I'm sorry, what did you say, honey?
What did you say? I just thought.
I said, do you see somebody whole coming in, or I'm just still working on myself?
Well, what she said, when I see that horn and it goes over, it's the positions of the three. So think of that's the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, and I'm not talking about 3 years now from now. Really, especially the next 3 weeks. Do what I was talking about with the energies of November, of being able to work with clearing your garden out, especially in the relationship department, because November is the month of passion. So this is where you're clearing your signal as far as what you want. Does that mean you can't meet anybody over the next 3 weeks? No, you absolutely can. But think of the clearer the signal, the more we pull on the people, that is our heart's desires. Those keys of what we want in a relationship are all within us. Our job is to get the static out, and the universe's job is the who's, the what's, the why's, the where's. But we don't trust that, so then we try to manipulate and get the who's, the what's, the why's, the where's. And the biggest thing that for us to do is, again, go inside ourselves, clear ourselves out as far as literally. A lot of times people have clutter around their house, and it's literally spilling over to clutter in their life. And so, and by physically getting rid of the clutter in our house out, it opens up the energy to bring in new people. So think of over the next 3 weeks in particular, you going inside of yourself, which opens the door for the next 3 months of a person coming in, and your energy is bringing me right to December, middle of December, that the person has much more, they're on the same page with you. If they were on the same page, they're on the same frequency, they're on the same station, and that's good because that allows much more flow and potential for like settling down and having a relationship versus starting out on rocky roads.
Okay, thank you so much.
Represented. So again, it's taking the gifts and knowledge, taking and really thinking about more of what he did or what was in his energy that made feel like you're really connected, and write that out. He made me laugh. He was really funny. Those kind of things. Literally write it out. Take the time. So many times we have all these hopes, dreams, and desires, and we say, I want this, I want that, but we don't spend any time to put it down on paper, to really bring it down into the physical. And so we want to, then it remains like an energetic idea in our energy field, but we're not giving birth to it. We give birth to it by taking the time to write things out, to think about it. And again, whatever we desire in another person, joy, happiness, stability, security, we want to do that in ourselves first, because that completes in that fills in the holes of not wanting to do a complete me relationship. Going to the complement relationship has much more flow. It's much more easier. It's like you guys are, again, on the same page. It's a energetically more evolved relationship, meaning that not having to deal with, again, rocky roads and a lot of history and in drama and trauma and chaos. And so you're lining yourself up to re-entering one of those kind of relationships. And, again, it's not that far off.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Well, we're going to a break, and then we're going to be open up again the phone lines, and we'll be with you for another half hour. You're listening to the Kara Connor Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show. you're listening on KKNW. And Benny, why don't we go to the phones?
Sounds like a great idea. Let's take Renee. She's calling in from Issaquah, Washington. She's going through some health issues. She's just wondering if she gets some guidance and help her out. So, Renee, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Renee, what's going on?
Well, I've had ongoing multiple skin problems, hair, and immune disorders, and I take really good care of myself, and I just don't understand why I haven't been able to resolve all these issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Have I just, and I don't want you to freak out when I say this, but has somebody ever, the oncologist is one of the best blood and immune people to look at because they have to study all kind of blood panels and stuff like that. Did somebody recommend that to you and there was a hesitation, or why did I just get that? I just can tell you, a client of mine,
it.
And this is, it could be the message of, if somebody didn't say this, it's a message for you to hear. A client had the same exact symptoms that was from the East Coast, and they had skin disorder. They took care of themselves. They had immune issues, and it was going on for years and years. And finally, one doctor, and a lot of this I'm seeing, it has to do with allergies with you, and that's exactly what she found out. And I'm also, when I go to your liver, I'm seeing your liver looking all congested, and that's also another sign of backed up and having allergies. And so, and think of our skin as our biggest organ where we can show allergic reactions. And so who was able to do it is when finally she went to doctor, to doctor, to doctor. Everyone was scratching their head, not knowing what to do, even allergists. And finally some, blood guy said, you got to go to an oncologist. And he looked at it, and within 1 second he said, you have this. And so just look at that as an avenue as far as going to a hematologist person, or again, even a some kind of naturopath that has a good thing on allergies, actually, to be able to describe allergies, looking at just different triggers in blood work, because
I've seen
that you could show that your the blood work is acting as an allergy thing, because I'm seeing that there's a strong thing of allergies, and especially when I go into your liver meridians, and I'm seeing what looks like cottage cheese over it, kind of mucusy. That's another symbol of coagulation, and the liver is our biggest detoxer, and so then it backs up, and then we get allergies. And so a lot of times when people start working with liver support, liver meridian things, and even taking your hands and your liver is right underneath the right breast, right, if you put your hand over it, it's right located there, taking your hand and really making circles, going in there and really rubbing it, just stimulating it, putting some energy into it, chi into it, it starts moving and helping it support it. Because, again, allergies is hugely connected to the liver meridian, or it starts, especially when I'm seeing it backed up. And, again, when you start having the multiple skin stuff, it's already is looking for support. So even drinking detox tea, that kind of thing, and going to somebody that is an expert in where I keep on seeing homeopathy or natural
I've been doing that
also
for 5 years
in some sort of allergy thing, and you'll be able to turn it around. And then I keep on seeing, as far as on your dad's side, I see a paternal great, it could even be a great-grandmother aunt, coming in, that this is something in the family line, and it was, they're calling it like the mystery disease, and so it's some genetic component here too, but it was in a time period where, first of all, they didn't talk about when stuff was wrong with them, and I'm just seeing it being kind of shoved underneath a corner. So there's some sort of, again, genetic component tendency with this, but I also see you being able to, when I see the symbol of crossing the T's and dotting the I's, it's like this time right now, and especially over the next couple of weeks, of turning around the corner from this and having it be some part of your history instead of having to deal with it right now, especially over the next 2 weeks and the next 2 months, of getting information and putting all the dots together. And that's why I first saw that coming over your face, because when I see that, that means to me the same message goes to you. So on she did 10 years of looking for different people, and she finally got an answer within a five-minute consultation. So this is, again, appeared for you to like have the similar experience as you are supporting your liver big time, as far as having taking your hand on that. You could do that right now and starting to open up those meridians, starting to detox. There's detox teas. There's milk thistle. That's very good for the liver. Anything that supports detoxing the liver. And, again, I'd absolutely go the allergy route. And synchronistically, a friend of mine was talking, and he runs a health food store, and I do a lot of radio shows with him. And he just brought this up last week, how many, a lot of skin disorders are going back to allergies, environmental and also what we're ingesting. And even if we're taking really good care of ourselves, a lot of the foods that we have do not have the nutrients that they had before. There's a lot of, even if we drink, have organic stuff, there's still not a lot of, it's not the same nutrients that it was 5 years ago, never mind 10 years ago. And so a lot of people are reacting to that. And so I'd absolutely take that path. Okay, Renee?
Yeah, I've been on that path for like 4 or 5 years now. I've seen an excellent homeopath.
Did you go into it and somebody that specializes in allergies?
Yeah, there's and IVs and blood work and muscle testing.
That's why I saw the girl over you. I would go into talking to somebody about going to a blood specialist and or literally an oncologist because they are specialized in it. They all, she did not have cancer. It was nothing about cancer. It was finally an allergist and a hematologist said, you need to go to an expert that's so used to looking at these levels. And I'm seeing you could go there and not even have to get more lab work done. She walked out of there, Renee, in 5 minutes. And this is a 10-year struggle with her, right? And she walked out and the guy said, beep, 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 beep. This is what's going on. And again, they're so used to day in and day out having to look at those levels. So it's something to think about, you know, because there's a reason why it came over my head. Out of all the trillions of things that came off my head, I saw that, and that experience just happened last week. And so that's the message as far as looking in that department for their expertise and then being able to turn the corner rather quickly. Within 2 weeks, she's feeling much better than she has in 10 years. So that same message goes to you, okay?
Specifically, if I should look into an oncologist or a hematologist? I don't really know where to look.
Go to a hematologist first and then talk about that they could either have a knowledge and they could even be in the same office because I'm seeing them side by side, or they could even be in a personal relationship, like the husband and wife kind of team. And so the hematologist could have the knowledge of the oncologist. And so, or literally in the same building where they might be really personally very good friends, something along those lines. But you get the concern, especially if you've been going to allergist for the last 7 years or as far as a couple of years, then it's time to go to a blood person. And again, that's their specialty. It's just like so many people that go to their regular GPs and internal people to go for thyroid stuff. And they need to go to an endocrinologist. They study. They specialize in that. And so if you haven't gotten the answer with an allergist for that many years and they're not suggesting you to go to a hematologist, then it's time to go get suggested to go to a hematologist. And personally, I'm seeing you running into one that is, again, has the knowledge of the oncology, is in a personal relationship with them or something along those lines. All of that's for your benefit because the main message here is the same thing happens. You get doctor's information that is the same as that woman that I keep on seeing her face over your face. And so in a visit, she got the information and she was able to turn her life around, okay? But you still can start with liver detox, big-time liver detox, because your body's showing me a backup in the liver chi.
I've been detoxing for, I think, 5 years. I don't know why it's not working, but definitely with the liver, I've been active in that.
Okay. So, I would look around and see what you're using to change things around, because sometimes people could use milk thistle, and then all of a sudden the beet burlock root is better than milk thistle. It depends. You know, that's where it can be tricky with people, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
As far as zoning in on what's good for you. So if you've been doing detox for all those years, then I would switch around and see what I haven't been taking for liver detox. Because when I turn you sideways, I see the mucusy stuff over the liver. So and literally taking your hand and moving it and moving the energy and having to get the communication, because I see a line down the middle through your abdomen. So the talking between the right side and the left side isn't as optimal as it can be. So drawing sideways eights, infinity eights through your physical body, then go out through your emotional body, will help and enhance the detox process. But I would look into see what you have. And I work better when I'm doing detox with milk thistle versus a lot of the other things. And so it's like fine-tuning. Write down the stuff that you've been taking and realizing they're not the optimal for you, but there's tons of other stuff that is out there that could be working to work for you, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. I think, Carrie, we'll get started with Dana, and then we'll run off to a quick break, so let's bring her on. She's actually calling from Kirkland, Washington. She wanted to clear out some energy between her and her husband. So, Dana, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Why, thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. So what's going on?
Well, I was listening to you, and I was clearing out my tarot cards, and a card fell out that said, key is to forgive and heal the past. And I'm listening to you talking about David and the young woman, and I knew that I could get through to talk to you. So could you help me heal my past?
Okay.
Forget what I'm working on.
You are. The first thing that your body's bringing me to is your third chakra over to the right side, and this is definitely has cords with your husband. And so the third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious, and it almost looks like little, imagine Swiss cheese but with tinier holes, or it looks like a butt shock. And so like a, there's all these little indents that almost looks like, again, from a butt shock or I keep on hearing buckshot, and I don't even know what a buckshot is, but it's, I just see all these little tiny metal balls going and hitting you and getting that air on the right chakra. When I follow the tube to it, it goes to your ex-husband, and again, it depletes on the right side, the self-esteem, see the subconscious, and that chakra in particular. But when I go behind him, it goes back down to the root cause, and that goes into the history of following dad's lineage, and especially it seems like a surprise attack or a kick in the stomach by imagine like somebody coming up and doing a punch in your gut, and you bend over. It's like a surprise. I hear surprise attack, so it's things that are surprising, things that you didn't think that would happen, those kind of deals. And so that's all stored as cellular memory in your energy field. And so the first thing is noticing that the card falls out, and forgiveness is the key to everything. Forgiveness is when I see people with so many things that they're holding on, past life things that still come over to this life where the person comes back for us to work out the dynamic. And so
that's a big one.
In the Buddhists, they call a noble friend. Those people that can drive us up to our highest parts of heaven also feel it could bring us through the bottom pits of hell. So he definitely comes in that classification. But also when I'm looking at him, you do put him, when I follow the tube out, 5 to 7 feet away from you. So that's good. A lot of people, they think they're working on forgiveness, but I see them almost overlapping in their energy field. So that's where, and it's on the right side, so that means actively forgiving on it. And again, the 5 to 7 is where I see, it's like imagine backing him out of through the mental body. And then I see this arm wrestling of the coulda, shoulda, woulda, when the mind could go into that it could have been this, it should have been this, and having those kind of regrets. But I also see when you push him out, especially from now to January, it's like a period of, all right, I got it. I'm closing off in any direction of space of time. And so taking this period, especially this month, working with the scorpionic energies of going down and thinking of seeing the energy of your husband and seeing in any direction of space of time that you are forgiving him and also asking for forgiveness of where you could have been on the other side of being the offender or the wronged person. And so doing it actively every single night and actively sending the energy down of those tubes that are in our energy fields and taking the charge out. That will work unbelievably, especially if you do it for 30 days. It takes to make a new neural pathway, it takes at least 28 to 30 days in our energy, in our brain. And so when we commit to something and do it 30 days, it really helps us. It brings it down to the physical body as far as a neural pathway, so you have a thought form to say, I'm working on forgiveness, and I have forgiven my husband or anybody. What is the major theme with this? It goes into the theme of betrayal.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you till the top of the hour. And I wanted to go through, I wanted to give the phone number out. You could call 1-800-930-2819, and again, 1-800-930-2819, and our lines are now open. I wanted to talk about some of the free classes, because I am being guided to give, I'm actually getting into a schedule where I'm going to do a free class once a week, and so they'll change between Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, most likely. And I'm going to get the information as far as what is going to be the flavor of that week. And how I do that is by reading the universal grids. And the universal grids is what the collective consciousness is doing. What's the theme that's absolutely playing in each and every single one of our lives? And I talk about this all the time, that as we grow and develop, as we evolve, as we see ourselves bigger than just people that are going in through our day-to-day life experiences, our get up, go to work, come home, have dinner, relate to our family, we're much bigger than that. We are multidimensional beings. We are angels having a human experience. And so we're getting downloaded or remembering that on a cellular level, and that's where we have this huge push with the green, getting back to in balance with the earth, and also with the new age. And so when you start studying the new age, what's fascinating is that the first thing you learn is that there's nothing new about this at all. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years, and actually a lot of the religions are based on the, quote, new age philosophies, or they're really deeply you get a lot of knowledge from the new age thing. So this is where we're getting back into coming full circle of entering this rebirthing period. And a lot of people, there's a movie I know coming out in about the year 2012 in a couple weeks, and this is an emphasis again on the 2012, where a lot of people are hearing all different things from the end of the earth to a rebirthing period. And so what I want to remind people, if when we're bending forward and worrying about something that's 2 years down the road, we are literally bending our energy cubes. We're going forward. We're not staying now in the present. And what we do with every thought, word, and deed, we're co-creating our present. So we're making the present happen. So we want to get into what's going on now. And I also emphasize, as a lot of people, we got to process our shadow, because we'll repeat patterns over and over and over again. If we don't get the message, we'll just do it with a different person, a different scenario, with different circumstances. I know so many people that have made a move, a great move, and they've gone to a new town, new state, even different countries, and then all of a sudden, after a couple months, after a couple years, the same theme happens, the same thing happens. All of a sudden, the people, totally different people, are starting to give the same message, that the That and what that goes breaks down to is that you did not finish off. You carried it energetically, those themes with us. That's the Santa Claus bag, those bags that we carry around, our themes, our patterns. And so when we're willing to take that bag out, dissect it, weed out the gardens, weed out the, take in your gifts, start really giving birth to your gifts, to your ideas, your hopes, your dreams, your desires. And that also means remembering who we all are, because when we remember that we're all pieces of Creator, we're all pieces of Source, and that we are all love, and really start acting, are we acting love? Are we being love? Are we being loving daily? Are we doing being kind? Can we? Do you have to be right, or can you be light? Meaning that you're not going to get in arguments that just go around and around. That you're big enough to walk away, because in the big picture, it doesn't matter if you've got the parking place or if you're right in this scenario. You look more toward the big picture. You look more for the universal picture. That's the angel having the human experience. Can you imagine angels sitting there and warring with each other and fighting each other and being competitive, and it's dog eat dog, and yeah, I'll help you as soon as I'm all settled. And that's a lot of people's energetic, mentality, but energetic patterns, and those are literally woven in our energy field. Our energy field contains all the answers, including how we direct our energy consciously and unconsciously. So when we take the accountability and responsibility of this is our life, we chose it, we're the right sex, we were in the right circumstances, even as far as if we grew up really poor in abusive homes, we chose it, and not in a way of you bad, bad person, you must have been a horrible person before to have to choose these experiences. We came here to experience life in its fullest through all the senses, through our feelings, through our sight. This is a beautiful, beautiful planet. And so are we living with that kind of attitude of what am I experiencing today? What am I feeling today? Or are we all in the mental mind and what am I thinking today? Well, most of us got into the thinking category. We've gotten way off balance and not in tune with nature, not in tune with the present. And so we don't think. We're all in the thinking head and we don't get into that feeling head. So right now is the rebirth of the feeling, rebirth of getting into the heart, rebirth of getting to the heart of matters. And sometimes I've heard this a long time ago, that the biggest journey is the journey of the 13 inches out of your head to your heart. And that is so true. Taking that journey, being able to take the accountability and responsibility to get into our heart, be heart-based, be the part of where the masters of Jesus and Buddha gave us lessons and examples of being an unconditional loving person, where they accepted the leper as much as they accepted the other person. So really being able to look with the Christed eyes, with the eyes of love, unconditional love, not the love, I love you if you give me partnership, I love you if you, what's in it for me, I love you if you give me security. All that's based on shadow stuff, all that's based on saying that we're not complete. So we're in a huge period right now of really getting, again, those weeds out, because they're weeded in separation, they're weeded in subconscious belief that we are not whole or we are not worthy of divinity in our life. And then the more we are able to open up our heart, all of a sudden, those things that seem to matter so much, that your mother knows that you're good, or your husband knew, the ex-husband knew that, you know, you are right in the big picture, all of a sudden they seem so petty. They just don't matter anymore, because, again, your energy is going a lot wider, a lot softer. You're softening up from your rigid ideas. You're softening up from how you're directing your energy. And that softness allows us to get much more in flow. And then we take a review of what's, again, real in our life. How about if we all knew that we only had one day? This is our last day, our last week to live. What would we be doing? Would we be running around and getting more stuff, or would we be enjoying our family? Would we be enjoying nature? Would we be taking off, filling up ends and saying sorry to people? We should act more in that accordance, is that living in the now and just really being present with what's here right now, making the steps to live from our heart, be from our heart, and then you'll see from your eyes will change. Your whole assemblage point is what they call it in shamanism. Assemblage point means how we view the world, and most of us live it in survival. We live the survival of the fittest, and then we get into reaction instead of proaction, and that's two different ways of living. The more we can bridge over, literally bridge our energy field, bridge from out of our head and into the heart, and being those people that are feeling with our head and thinking with our heart, then it's total reversed energy. It's total getting into heart-based decisions, heart-based support. And when you start feeling that, then you start feeding yourself with the celestial energy. You start feeding yourself with the soul energy, and that is available for everybody. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's universal energy. It has love in it. It has support in it. It has beyond words in it. It's your soul. It's your mana. It's the ambrosia. It's the food of the gods. That is around, available, again, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. How do you access it? Through opening up your energy field to taking in that. But we first have to get rid of the garbage. And we are all clogged up. Our arteries are clogged up with plaque that we've taken in over the years, and it's built up, and we don't know how to clear it out. And so that's why I always talk about clearing the energy field. Look at patterns, because that's how I see people's energy field. I put in my energy eyes, and I see the patterns. And this is not a judgment. Energy does not lie. If I see somebody going and put more energy into lack and scarcity, I'm just reading a book. It's just like reading a map or reading a blueprint of how we've been thinking consciously or unconsciously, and how we've been directing our energy. The good news is, as soon as we have put our awareness, and as soon as we put our attention and intention into it, being proactive, if we know we have a pattern of looking for security on the outside of us in a person or a job, it will give us security. And so we'll do anything to get that person or job in to us. And that means compromise our scruples. We could do a little white lie, or that we are not honest with the person when we first meet them. And I'll say, I like a woman that likes to cook, and then we're saying, we love to cook, and we don't like to cook. But we think, oh, that little white lie, that'll change. He won't mind if I don't like to cook as soon as he loves me. All of that is reeking. It's all spilling over with insecure. So insecure.